I would like to say here that I am having the most disgusting peach that I have had in millennia. It's disgusting. It tastes like rubber. It's gross. I hate it. Not only that, when I went to cut it open, the pit was in half. And there was, it looked like there was shit in the middle of my peach. Looked like there was dog shit in the middle of my peach. I think this peach cost me $4. I'm not sure. And it's the most disgusting thing the most disgusting piece of fruit that I've eaten since 1792. Thank you.
I'm a lesbian. I don't like nothing swinging between their legs.
Hello, you are listening. Hello! Hi. That's so crazy. I know that it's crazy. That's why I do it. This is show number 35 of the Lesbian Mafia. And I am your host, Sandy. Shalom. How are you? What are you doing? What are you guys doing? I'm just here kind of winding down my night. What's happening? I don't know. What's happening with you? My life is pure shit for the past couple of weeks, so I don't even want to begin to actually, this entire decade has been shit. So I don't even want to begin to talk about my disgusting problems. Let's talk about things that are much more fun, like the fact that when I was online today, I saw that Sarah Jessica Parker's husband, they said, was cheating on her with someone much younger, which to me is hilarious. I mean, you have to be self-destructive if you're going to go and do that to Sarah Jessica Parker. You know what I can't stand about people who cheat? Let me just say what I can't stand about. It's like, if you don't want to be with the person that you're with, just fucking say it. Don't go and cheat. Like, that's so, like, I mean, I don't understand it. But, you know, some people are just self-destructive. And when they get something good, they, you know, can't help but destroy it. Like, I guess, Matthew Broderick. I mean, Sarah Jessica Parker, I've seen her on a few interviews. I don't know what she's like in a relationship, but she's a darling woman. She has a fantastic, airy, feminine personality. Very intelligent. Very good actress. She's, I mean, like, who would want to mess Matthew Broderick? Like, what do you think you're going to do better than her? Maybe you'll get someone 10 years younger. But if that's what you want, you know, then go ahead. I guess some people just want to feel superior. So the age just gives you that natural superiority in a way. I mean, it's not, you know, a real superiority, but there is that sense of, you know, that you're in some kind of club when you're a little older that, you know, people who are younger want to be in, I guess, until they get there. And then you realize that all it means is more visits to the doctor. But I'm fascinated by these men that cheat on these women that most people would love to be with. Which is why I love Madonna, because she just ups and leaves, you know, every so often. She's just like, all right, I'm done here. I've had enough of smelling your ass every day. I'm on to something else. And she doesn't give a shit. What is Madonna, 50? She doesn't give a fuck. You think that she thinks, oh, I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life? I don't think she cares. And that's what I love about Madonna, is that she just does not give a fuck. She's so, like, she just doesn't need to be in a relationship. She'll do it for probably the sake of her children, maybe. Like, she'll do it. But you know that she doesn't need to be in a relationship. And that's why I love Madonna. I know a lot of people have mixed feelings about her, but I love her. Because there's so many of these, you know, wonderful women that just throw themselves in relationships with people who just do not deserve them. And these men that are just going to cheat on them, like, ill. And then what if he brings something home to you? What are you? And then you can't stab him. Is this fair? Is this that someone could go out and cheat, bring you home a disease, and then you can't stab them? Is that right? That's not right. That there's something wrong with the law. There's something wrong with we have to fix the torts. if someone gives you, brings home an STD after you've been married for however long, you know, I don't know how long they were married, but if you've been married for a certain amount of time and, you know, et cetera, and they bring home some shit, some filthy shit from the streets, they bring that shit home into your bed. Could you imagine being like Sarah Jessica Parker, being that age, like, you know, being like a woman, a sophisticated woman of some maturity, and then you're dealing with a guy that wants to run around with, you know, teeny boppers, and then he brings home some dirty shit to you, can't stab him? What kind of world are we living in where you can't stab someone who gives you an STD? I don't understand it. But, you know, call Madonna what you will, but if anyone's going to be given the STD, it's going to be Madonna. She's not going to be the victim, okay? And this is why I'm so terrified to get into a relationship again, because you just, oh my God, God forbid, knock on wood, you know, like, you just don't know. And if you have health concerns already and then somebody brings some crap to you, like, I mean, it's just like, it boggles the mind. The thought of being with someone and trusting them, right, and falling in love and trusting them, and, you know, you share meals with these people, you share a bedroom, you share a bed, the same sheets, you know, like, you share everything together, you talk every day, and you think that you're with someone who's being honest, and then you find out that they're cheating on you. I just don't know. I guess the whole point is that it's a betrayal. If they're telling you, then it's not a secret, and the whole point is to have secrets. Because so I guess the whole point of cheating is that they're not going to tell you, right? How stupid am I? Am I stupid? So I'll just remain single, because apparently I'm very stupid. I've just had a breakthrough. Whoa, breakthrough. I've just had a breakthrough here. And that's that I am stupid. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've never, ever technically, physically cheated on someone in my entire life. And I've never done that. I've always, like, when I was done, that was it. I said it. I think we're done here. You know, and it didn't always work out into, you know, in my favor by being that direct. But I couldn't have lived with myself any other way. How do you go and sleep in someone else's bed and then come home to the I just don't understand. I just wish that I could be that removed. Because it must be nice to be able to do that. What am I talking about? I don't like cheating. How hard is it to say how you feel? You say to the person, you know what? Your fucking face gives me fucking agita. Your face makes my fucking bowels clog up. Or the opposite. Your face gives me the fucking runs. I feel like I have to go, every time I look at your face, I want to go fucking take a shit on the toilet. That's, you know, who needs laxatives when I could look at your fucking face every night? You know, like, have some balls. Say how you really feel. Say how you feel. Liberate yourself from the need to be a liar and a cheater. All right. I guess I will exit the speaking arena at this particular moment, because I'm feeling completely, I think I'm starting to actually have an anxiety attack. I'm not sure why. Yeah. Anyway, so, I'm starting to feel strange. Starting to feel like a stranger. All right. Well, I just had a little bit of a conversation here, and I will play this for you, and then I will end the show. Okay. Oh, and I'll be featuring music by Sarah Greenwood's band GSX at the end of this podcast, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Or you could fast forward now if you really wanted to do that. You know, it's your choice. It's your choice. You think I care? You think I'm going to take things personally? What, you think I'm like you? Did I take everything personally? You could fast forward now, skip the whole show just to hear the music. What, do you think I care? I'm just kidding. Make sure that you stay tuned to the end. I have a feeling you're really going to love her. Okay.
Okay, so, Tiffany, you're the new lesbian mafia intern, right?
Yes.
And I'd like to know what it is that you have done.
Okay, what I've done, other than talk a lot of shit.
I other than tell me about your parties.
Yeah. I try to help you promote.
Uh-huh. Wait, now all of a sudden there's like all kinds of, there's all kinds of fuzzy stuff going on the phone.
Fuzzy stuff? Oh, yeah. I think it's because like when I turn, it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're 19 and you're from Long Island.
Yeah.
And what's your story, Tiffany? What's your story? You want to be an actress?
Yeah, I want to be an actress one day.
Mm-hmm. What else do you do? You in school?
Yeah, I'm in school. Yeah, I'm going to be a photographer. Well, I do photography now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen some of your pictures. What's your MySpace address?
www.myspace.com/LOUCO_BIVZO. Yeah.
What the hell was that? Wait.
It's Loco Vivo because my father is Guyanese and Brazilian, and that means crazy life, and that's what he always says to me when he's mad at me.
Loco what?
Loco Vivo.
Loco Vivo. LOCOVIVO.
Yeah.
So that's your MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
Loco Vivo. And what's your mother?
What's my mother? She's Jamaican.
Okay. So you're a...
Jamaican, Guyanese, and Brazilian.
Wow, you're really fancy.
Yeah, I am.
Can you cook?
What?
Can you cook?
Of course. I'm like the best cooker on earth. Especially pancakes.
Wait a minute. You're not a cooker.
I am a cooker.
You're a cooker?
I'm a cooker.
What the hell kind of word is cooker? You're a cook.
I'm a cook? Okay, I'm a cook.
How awful is it that I'm correcting you? How dreadful is that?
Oh, it hurts. Nobody cares.
Okay, so what is it that you're going to be doing as an intern? This is what I would like to know. What will you be doing? Did you fix the page? Did you fix that yet, Tiffany?
No. But my friend's coming over. I think he said he's going to come and we can talk on Thursday, so I'll probably have him do it.
Oh, the guy that likes you?
Yeah.
Oh, so you made up?
No, he called me today.
Oh, I thought you said you were never, ever, ever going to talk to him again. Ever.
He's like, I hate you. Okay, so I'll totally see you on Thursday. I'm like, all right.
So he got over his crush?
I don't know. I hope so. It's annoying.
What are you going to do? It's hard being a lesbian.
It is.
It's hard. I know.
Oh, I should get paid.
You should.
I should get tenure.
You should. Actually, I think you do get tenure as a lesbian as you get older.
See? That's something I look forward to.
Yeah.
And a retirement plan, too.
That's good. You're really good at this. You're, like, more natural than most of the people that I have on.
Oh, my God. You're recording?
No.
Oh.
Not at all. So what else is it that you do here at the Lesbian Mafia as the Lesbian Mafia intern?
Whatever you want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll even ship you coffee if you want me to.
You would get me coffee? It's too bad I don't drink coffee. Well,
you don't drink coffee?
I love coffee, but I don't drink it because of the caffeine. So I'll have decaf.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Tell me when you get it.
That was really good. You're really funny, Tiffany.
Thank you.
I did not know this.
Oh, I gotta ask you, what's your sign?
Aries.
You're an Aries?
Yeah.
Okay,
March Aries. I'm a March Aries. It's very different.
It is?
Just so you know. Yes. I'm a March Aries. Why, what sign are you?
I'm Aquarius.
Oh, yeah, I get along with Aquarius.
Hence the artsiness.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
The humanitarian, too.
Right, right. And what else?
I'm sexually open, and I'm really loving.
You're loving?
Yes.
Oh, wait, so what, do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't. I don't do that right now.
Oh, so you're single?
Yes.
But not looking?
Not right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone's got your eye, that's why you're not looking. Don't think I don't know these tricks.
Oh my God, you mind reader.
See, not only do we provide endless satire here at the Lesbian Mafia, but we're also a psychic service where you can send all of your money, and I will give you psychic readings.
Yo.
Yes, I'm very psychic that way. I am.
Okay, how many kids am I going to have?
How many kids are you going to have? That's going to require another deposit of another couple of thousand dollars.
Damn, I just ran out. Some strippers last night. My money.
You don't want any kids with strippers. That's one thing you don't want.
No kids with strippers.
Yeah, no, just that's my advice to you.
Have you noticed that strippers always have, like, the biggest asses? Like, it's like when they pick them out, do they go, yes, 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 look at that ass. See that?
Maybe. That's funny because I was just talking about strippers with someone else. Yeah, some do have very large butts. I do notice that many have very large breasts.
Yes.
Very big.
Fuckers are always in your face.
Yes, very top heavy.
Yes.
Strippers are very top heavy. And we're not talking about the brains.
No.
They're not top heavy in the brain department, unfortunately.
Clearly not.
All right, this is enough. Get to work there, Tiffany! All right, hold on. Let me press stop here. Because I'm like...
You were recording
me. I was not! I was not recording you!
You didn't... Then why would you press stop? Press stop on what?
Press stop on my 8-track cassette player. Have you ever heard of an 8-track cassette player?
I'm too young to know what an 8-track... I barely know what a CD player is, okay? We iPod those motherfuckers.
Have you ever heard of a phonograph? Tiffany?
No.
Have you ever heard of vinyl records?
Vinyl underwear.
Okay.
Hi, Fidelity.
Yeah, I forget his name. What the heck is... Oh, John Cusack.
John Cusack.
You like my John Cusack impression? I sound nothing like
was
him.
Was that you?
Of course that was me.
I was out of control. I was hysterical. I was like... Dude, this is great. It was so just, like, random. I loved it.
Right, because we love John Cusack. Okay, okay, so I have my little portable here. I don't know what this is going to sound like, so I'm hoping... Oh, I'm hoping that it'll work. I'm too tired to get out of bed. So, we were talking about...
My job.
your job that you had. When was this?
What, the guy watching the dildo?
The job at that porn company, when was that?
I'm still working at the porn company. Which one, the one in L.A. or the one in Miami?
The one when you were home in L.A.
Oh, that one?
Isn't that the one that you were talking about where they were washing the...
No, that's the one I'm talking about here.
Oh, God, that's so dreadful.
Okay.
I didn't know that. Hi, Lolly.
Hi. Hi, Sandy. Sand it.
Nobody knows why you call me Sandit.
Nobody needs to know.
That's true. Okay, wait. This is such a terrible sound. This is such bad.
Yeah, it doesn't sound. It sounds like you've got like a towel over the receiver.
Yeah, that's what I deal with every single time I talk to you on your iPhone.
Oh my God! I am getting rid of this fucking phone.
Oh, thank God! I've hated it since it first came out, and I hate the new one that they have out now.
Yeah, fuck the new one. You gotta be fucking stupid to waste your money on an iPhone. Yeah, you know what? Like, it's got a lot of good qualities, but then at the same time, you can't send a simple picture text message. Is that so fucking hard? The most piece of shit phone does that.
But, yeah.
You know, it's just. Pisses me off, and I spend a lot of money every month just to have the plan.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty expensive.
The phone that I want that hasn't come out yet. Oh, sand it.
Which one? Which one do you want?
It's called the HTC. Is the brand?
Oh, I know the brand. I love that brand.
Oh my God, Sandy, this phone. I think it starts at like $700 or $900.
Oh God.
But it's all based on Windows, on Microsoft Windows. It's got video. Calling, where, like, if you have the same phone that I did,
mm-hmm.
You could see me on video and I could see you on video, which is, like, they've already had that in, like, Asia for, like, the past 10 years. It's barely hitting the American market now.
Wow. We should get that. We should get that. And then we could, like, pick our noses and masturbate.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We'll have those late night phone calls.
Yes.
Good time. No, but I have to get that phone when it comes out. So I'm like a total dork when it comes to new electronics. You know, like I got the iPhone like right when it came out, and you know.
Yes. You'll buy anything that's out. That's your problem.
No.
Whatever's new, you want it. You're so predictable.
No, I'm not. I get what I want. If I want something, I will get it. If I have to get a $700 fucking cell phone, I'll get it. That's it.
They're nice. I know. I love that brand. They have more than one phone out, right?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Yeah, they're like, they're pretty popular now, and they make really nice phones. I like their style. So, all right, so you, when you're at work, are you the one who washes the dildos?
No. I don't do any of that shit. I'm on a computer. I sit at my beautiful, huge desk with two humongous monitors in front of me, and I'm just looking at porn all day long.
And you get paid to look at porn, but what are you doing exactly?
I actually catch the credit card fraud. I'm actually a fraud analyst.
Oh, yeah, right. You're a fraud analyst. Okay, so, but why are you watching the porn?
When I get bored, I'll just watch porn or whatever.
Does the porn...
It's not like I'm sitting there getting, like so aroused that I'm, like, beside myself, you know? It's just fucking porn. I'm so, like, porn doesn't even faze me anymore. Like, I can walk by a room where they're fucking and being filmed, or I'm in the room and they're fucking. It doesn't bother me at all. I'm like totally like desensitized by it.
Yeah, I got you. Do you ever get horny anymore?
Of course.
So it hasn't messed with your mental state of...
No. Turned on by watching the videos too, but I'm not like gonna go to the bathroom and like, you know, rub one out real quick, you know?
You know what it is? After I watch porn, like I have to shut it off, otherwise I'm gonna vomit.
You know what the worst thing is? Is there's people that, like, there's nothing wrong with this, but, like, porn is a serious addiction.
Yeah.
This is bad. It's like drugs can take over your life. People get addicted to porn. Like, were there people calling us saying, you know, I was watching the frames by second of this video, and there's 5 frames missing. It's bullshit. Like, I mean, and we're like, how the fuck do you catch that? Like, what are you doing that you see that? You know what I mean? But you know what a lot of it is? You know how there's a lot of free porn out there? You know, like, there's, like, those websites, bangedup.com, you know.
Yeah.
Thinkwire.com. Where you, look at me promoting fucking free porn.
What's the free porn sites? What are they again?
Thinkwire.com.
Well, say it again, because you know what? This is such a bad connection. I don't even think I'm going to be able to use any of this. Okay, SpankWire.
Wire.com.
That's free porn.
And then BangedUp. BangedUp.com.
BangedUp. Oh, that sounds very nice. BangedUp. That sounds like soft, sensual porn.
That's a decent name, right? And they'll take the porn off of the website and put it on these free websites. But that's what I'm stopping.
Oh, you're stopping them taking the porn from the legit, the actual porn company, and putting it on these free websites.
Yes. Amongst other things, yeah. That's just one version of fraud. There's so many different types of fraud that goes on.
So what would my subscription cost, the one that I have now? What would this cost if you weren't hooking me up? If I didn't have, like, the serious hookup, what would this be costing me every month?
$39.99.
That's a lot of money!
Yeah, especially now with the economy, but honey, you know that porn is, like, a multi-billion dollar industry?
We should get into that.
They need to fuck, and they need to eat.
That's true, and it's probably cheaper to just stay home and masturbate than to rent an escort, you know?
Exactly. And I think people really enjoy it. I mean...
Yeah, but see, what I want to know is on your particular... the particular company that you work with, it's, you know, very degrading porn.
Yes.
Which works for me. But what I want to know is... I mean, on some level, it does. But, like, the reality of it is dreadful. Like, do they warn these girls? Do they say to them, look, we're going to be saying some really disgusting, degrading things to you? You know, is there like a process that they go through?
Okay. Everybody has their agent. Most of the girls that are like like a little more big time, you know, have agents, and the ones that aren't, they all have to sign contracts. And upon signing the contract, they also have to get blood tests. Every month they have to get a blood test for all sexual diseases. And in that contract, you also explain what it is that you are willing to do. You know, girl on girl, guy on, you know, two guys, one girl, you know, cum shots, ass to mouth, anal, you know, foursomes, trains, toys, you know.
Stop trying to turn me on.
Fetish, S&M, you know, all that shit. So you agree to what you want, and then according to that, and according to how hot you are, they'll place you in, you know, certain videos.
Yes,
you know
but But what I want to know is do they tell them, look, you're gonna be, you know, this is gonna be really degrading? Do they want, like, I want to know what those conversations sound like.
Okay, honey, this is gonna be degrading. Are you sure you can do this? They don't say that. I mean, it's porn. Everybody knows that porn is degrading and disgusting.
Yeah, but it is slightly different than regular porn, what they're doing. Like, okay, at the one of them was really bad. Like, I was really upset after I saw it. And they threw the girl out of the van, naked.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole point of us, though. Is to pick up a random, like, you know, girl on the street, fuck her, and then drop her off and, like, leave her. But they don't really leave her. It's just part of the act.
Yeah, right, so it's not really happening.
No.
What I want to know is what dumb bitch agrees to do that. That's what I want to know. She should be really left on the... I mean, if somebody agrees to acting that out and making like it's... You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. But these girls are agreeing because they're going to make $1,500 in 2 hours. You know what I mean? And to them, it doesn't matter.
I don't care if it's $15,000. There's not enough money in the world to pay for that.
I agree. Be comfortable with the fact that they just fucking sold their body and you all over the world, you know?
Yeah, and they get slayed. Those girls get slayed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's never... Porn isn't... If you want porn like that where it's pretty and sensual, watch the fucking Playboy channel, okay? You want some softcore, you know what I mean?
Right. Now, do you find that... what you're doing, do you find it immoral?
You know, it's fucking good, and I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm doing a professional thing. I work in a huge, beautiful office building, and, you know, I'm getting paid a really good amount for what I do. And the only drawback is I'm doing it for porn. And I could be doing it for, like, eBay. Why should be doing it for, like, you know, Amazon, when you're fishing out all the fucking credit card frauders, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do the same thing, but I do it for a porn company. I'm not part of the editing of the movies. I don't do the pictures. I don't have anything to do with the actual porno being made.
Do you ever meet the whores?
My end is more financial.
Do you ever meet the porn whores?
Of course.
And do you...
I know, like, the main guys, too.
And how do you feel... When you see the porno women, do you feel bad for them? Or, like, what's your feeling? Like, what do you think when you... No.
I don't feel bad for them.
No?
That's what they're getting themselves into. They know. It's not like somebody's forcing them to do it unless it's, like, you know, a boyfriend that's forcing his girlfriend to do it for money. You know what I mean? Like, I see that, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
No, but the girls know what they're doing.
Well, what if they're stupid and they can't do anything else? I don't want to say stupid. That's such a terrible thing to say. I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek. But, I mean, what if they don't know how to do anything else?
How do you not know how to do anything else? Is it too hard to fucking flip a burger? You know what I mean? If you really needed to make money, or if you wanted to just make in 2 hours, make what you would make in 2 weeks? Like, the same thing with a stripper. I mean, you know, you don't really know what's going on in the VIP room. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know what's going on in the VIP room.
I know what's going on in the VIP room because I know many strippers.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I know strippers that put themselves through fucking college stripping.
Yeah.
Dancing.
No, and there's plenty of strippers that don't do anything, that don't, you know.
Yeah, of course. Not all of them are, like, you know, fucking their customers. Of course not. They're going to fucking make money by throwing their ass in titties and whatever.
Right. But, okay,
do you ever say to yourself, like, wow, that's, like, fucked that she ended up being in porn?
No.
Really?
No, because the way that the girls come and go, they prance around that place. They know what they're doing. You know what I mean? Like,
so they don't seem like victims or anything?
Not at all. Not at all. There's so much legal, like, things that they have to go through before they actually do a video.
Hmm.
I'm saying, like, there was this one girl who who did pure18.com, which is, and, like, you know, they're really young.
Mm-hmm.
And which I think is just wrong. Have you ever heard of Little Lupe? Look up littlelupe.com one day. You'll be disgusted. The girl looks like she's 12, but she's, like, 25 or some shit.
You're kidding. That's really gross. Okay.
I remember when I first started working there, I got a call from some lady who's hysterical on the phone, screaming about her daughter being on this website. So she paid for the membership, and she proved that it was her daughter having sex with, like, a guy, like, two guys and another girl. And she's like, my daughter's only 16 years old. And, you know, at that point, you have to transfer the call to, like, you know, the legal department.
Mm.
The girl arranged a fake ID, a fake birth certificate, a fake social security card to do porn.
Hmm.
At 16 years old.
16 or 15?
16.
1-6.
1-6.
And do you ever wonder, like, I wonder if these women, if they're, like, you know, rape survivors, or, you know, if they've been molested, and do you ever wonder about that?
You know, some might. You never know. Some girls can just be that open where they don't care.
That would actually ruin the orgasm for me if I knew all about that stuff. I don't want to know about their histories.
Nobody wants to know about their history. It's the whole fantasy aspect of porn, because most people aren't getting laid like that. In all reality, most couples don't fuck the way that you see fucking in pornos.
Right, and then if I was to think about that, then by the time I actually orgasmed, I'd be crying.
Yeah.
God, I'm,
you know,
so,
like,
sorry. Well, you know,
I don't know. I don't have any sympathy for them.
Really? That's fascinating. I wonder if that's a defense mechanism.
I see them coming and going in that building.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, this is a little different, though, but, you know, I can understand porn more than going to see a stripper. And the guys don't see themselves. They don't see themselves as idiots when they're in there. They just think, oh, we're having a great time. But it's like, dude.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm sorry to cut you off, but you have to realize that that's the only place that a guy can go and actually not get rejected. You know what I mean? Like, most guys, okay, a certain percentage of guys go because it's, like, this whole machismo thing to go to a strip club and get fucked up with the boys and get some lap dances. You know what I mean? Of course. And then for other men, it's the one place where a woman is not going to reject them. I mean, like, it's the only place where a girl's going to be walking, chasing after them. But they can escape their fucking miserable reality and go to a strip club and get attention for a few hours from a girl.
That will definitely not reject you in any way. Even if you are paying for it, it probably, it's a safe, it's safe.
A lot of the girls, they work it. So really, who is the victim?
I don't know.
So, you know what's fucked up about strip clubs, strippers? It's really easy to get into it. It's so fucking hard to get out of it.
Yeah.
Because you've been doing it for like 2-3 years, and you're making bank. You're out of debt, you've got, like, a new car, you know, you got all these, like, you know, fucking fresh fucking gear, all this, you know, like, you look good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have no fucking references at all, because the past 7 fucking years, you've been fucking shaking your ass.
You know, and most strippers are not saving their money and going to get their master's or their law degree. most of them are shopping.
Yeah,
and sniffing
right.
It up their nose.
And, you know, with the nice cars. And
yeah.
But then there's a certain percentage that do.
Yeah, maybe there's like a small percentage.
Yeah, and then some of them might have to support their families. It's all fucking, everyone's got a fucking story, you know?
Yeah, I know, but, I know.
I don't know. Once you start getting that easy money,
Yeah, but it ain't that easy to take off your dress.
No, it's not. You gotta hustle. You gotta hustle. And it's
you gotta
not
hustle. And not only that, I mean, it's like, you know, you have to take off your dress every night and show your body. You know, that's not, emotionally, that's not an easy thing to do. I mean, you know, that's not an easy job. Most strippers don't like their jobs. I mean, I don't know many strippers that like their, I haven't known, you know, most strippers don't.
It's something I don't agree with. I don't have a problem with strippers. I'm not gonna like hate somebody for being a stripper, but I don't know. I just don't agree with the profession at all.
How about you take off your clothes for nothing?
You gonna pay?
You do
okay.
It.
You gonna make it rain, girl?
Thank you, Lolly.
Love you.
That was very funny. Wait, let me press stop.
Okay, the reason why I want to talk about cheating is because I read an article about, what's his name, Broderick and Sarah Jessica.
Mm-hmm. They've been together for a long time.
Yeah, and he supposedly cheated on her with a, you know, much younger girl.
When, recently?
It was in, like, one of those Star magazines or something. Yeah.
Oh, they've been, like, this was gameplay for being such a good couple.
Well, I'm saying if that frumpy jackass cheated on Sarah Jessica, I mean, I don't know.
Listen, all of them cheated on freaking Halle Berry. She's beautiful. People just cheating has nothing to do with a look.
Right, and look at Billy Bob with Angelina. I mean...
Yeah, how could he cheat on her, that old, dirty, fucking, swanny little, hanging, sagging ass man?
That's right. I don't even like Angelina anymore. But because I'm team Aniston.
Oh, okay.
And you're team Jolie, right? And we always fight about that.
We fight about that. Right. My team is winning, though. I don't care what you say.
Right, because you always win. But okay, so I want to just talk about cheating because I think that you can bring a different perspective.
Okay.
Because you know how I feel about cheating.
Yeah, you feel like it's the sin of all sins. I feel sometimes it's what you gotta do.
And you think what? It's what?
I feel sometimes it's just what you gotta do. So, but I don't know why you're gonna make me talk about this stuff because you know I'm bad when it comes to this stuff.
Now, what do you think brings someone to the point that they feel like they want to cheat? Do you think it's usually a spontaneous thing or is it something that's planned? And why?
I think boredom and stress in the household or family setting is what brings people to the point. Also, after a while, a little bit of curiosity of something different, something new. You miss that whole, like, the unknown, getting to know a person. Like, you see, and I don't think it's spontaneous. I think it's a gradual thing that just happened, and sometimes you don't even know that's what's going to happen, but it's kind of in the making. You might just be friends with someone, and all of a sudden you realize that, wow, I like that person more than just like a friend.
The next thing you know, you're under their spell.
Just like being around the person, like all of a sudden, before you know it.
Before you know it, you're rolling around a motel room.
Well, yeah, before you know it, you're at a hotel sitting with your legs in your
ass. With your legs behind your ears.
So they don't know what's going on. Like, how did I get here? Right. And I don't think, like, everyone that cheats to be called a devil or the worst person in the world. A lot of times, people don't know what else to do, so they try to do something just to make themselves a quick fix, which was have an affair.
So we're supposed to feel bad for the cheaters because they're suffering?
I'm saying you should feel bad for the cheater, but I'm just saying the cheaters have feelings too. They're not all evil people that's out there just trying to hurt the person they're with. That's all I'm saying.
It's like a coping mechanism?
It's like they just need help too. They're coping. They don't know what else to do. Maybe that person before they cheated might have tried their best to tell their partner, whoever, oh, I'm not happy, this is not going good, and yeah, I know you said, well, that was going to give them a right to cheat, but sometimes after a while, they think, oh, well, fuck it, I'm just going to make myself happy. I'm telling you, and you don't care, so I'm going to do something to make me feel good, something that makes me happy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a valid argument.
I think so.
It is.
Because there's some people that would sit around knowing that the person they're with is miserable. But the thing is, as long as the person's not cheating, they don't really care. But you can't look at it like that because cheating to me is not everything. There's some people that will sit around, their relationship is going up in smoke, everything is a mess. But as long as no one's cheating, they're willing to stay in a stupid relationship.
Right, and then they could be, like, the most negligent partner, and, like, that's not as much of a sin as cheating is.
Yeah, but I never cheated.
Yeah, but you didn't care, you weren't there, you didn't try to put nothing, bring nothing to the relationship to help it, but as long as you're not cheating, you're the good person. Or you could be verbally abusive, physically abusive, everything, but as long as you're not cheating, that's okay.
Like, the way I feel about it is, like, cheating is the ultimate betrayal, right? Do you think that... What?
So the person, so you can have a girlfriend that's not there for you and yet talking to her and you want more from her and she's not giving you what you want, but as long as she doesn't cheat, then you should stay in a relationship.
I guess that's a betrayal too, like if someone is withholding emotionally.
Yeah, or they like, you know, hardly want to have sex with you or just don't want to be bothered and they're too busy because of work and they have a lot of stuff going on. But, you know, they're allowed to do that. Because they're not cheating, so everything else is okay.
Yeah, that's true, especially if they are not really being, you know, sexually available.
Right.
If there's no reason for it, and they're just not being sexually available because they're not emotionally available, then I guess that's when it becomes, you know, like a slippery slope. But why wouldn't...
That way, the husband's never around, never there for the woman, and she finally finds herself being attracted to some other man because he's around. And then, you know, she's wrong because she cheated, but where were you? What, you think she's just, like, not human? People, other people have feelings, too, and it's not all about cheating. Who's involved in it? That's what it leads to eventually, because once the person stimulates your mind and makes you feel good and tell you all the things you want to hear that that person you live with is not telling you, then you want to give them more.
Next thing you know, your legs are up in the air.
Then you want to share something special more. You want to share more with them.
Because you're so appreciative.
Yeah, you want to show your appreciation.
Here, I want to show you my appreciation. Here, look at this.
You care about the fact that you've been spending time with me. And that person makes you feel good, makes you feel sexy, makes you feel wanted. All that comes with it. And before you know it, if you're human and you're grown up and you feel like, you know, I want to share with that person, then you care. And the truth is, you might not care about that person as much as the person you with and you really care about.
Right, right.
Not getting what you want from them.
But so what happens when you're at that point in a relationship where you're just not sexually attracted to each other anymore, but you really, you know, you love them? What do you do? Do you stay anyway? I mean, I guess you cheat.
I guess you I think people should do is you should always have like a backup plan. You have a backup. You find somebody out there that's married just like you are, and you plan to see them once a week, and you get your rocks off there, but then you go home and you live your other life.
Yeah, that's a nice thing to say. That's really very nice. Let's tell the world you should always have a backup plan. And when your relationship gets boring, have a weekly partner. What the hell kind of nonsense is that?
That's right. Okay, no, I'm kidding. I am kidding. That's when you have to find the other things that made you love that person and you work with that. Like, you didn't just love them because they had the best sex in the world. And you just have to, you know, concentrate on the other things that are good.
What about when you need to get off? Then what?
Then you plan one of those nights where you just let that person know and throw the whole cookie.
You know what I used to do when I was in a relationship that, this is so terrible. Or maybe it's not. But what I used to do when I was in a relationship where I got kind of, you know, I wasn't sexually attracted to them anymore is I just would fantasize about other people. Is that awful? Is that terrible?
Oh, my. I guess.
It's terrible? It is?
Oh, because I'm not. Yeah, I don't have a big fantasy person, so I really don't know.
Well, I accept your, you know, I accept your argument for cheating. I accept it. And I don't fully agree with it, I don't think.
I think it can also sometimes spice up the relationship.
That cheating can spice up the relationship? You know what? I heard someone else say that, and I was mortified because it was a therapist. And I was absolutely mortified because she said that sometimes after cheating, the relationship can get better than it was before.
And you realize not to take that person for granted anymore because... Maybe the other person in the relationship was taking that person for granted, and that's why they now they if they do get back together, that person would never do that.
Yeah, well, that's some way to communicate.
it's a horrible thing to do, but sometimes it works for people. I'm not saying that I'm by no means saying to go out there and do that because that hurts people's feelings, and I'm not into hurting people. But I'm saying sometimes it happens not planned.
Yeah, yeah.
The best. And we're all usually not that lucky because the person might leave you and never come back, so you might get sued.
Yeah, and some people might get a black eye, too.
Yeah, whatever. Right, and that person might leave you and never come back, don't want to hear from you, and you lose somebody that you really love a lot. So don't even do it, but sometimes it works for the better.
And all's well that ends well. I think it's I hate cheating, and I just wish that people could communicate before they throw themselves in the bed with someone else, because at least wait till it's okay. But then I guess then it wouldn't be cheating if it was okay.
But yeah, and then sometimes you say communicate, but sometimes there are people out there that struggle and trying their best to communicate with someone that's not hearing them. And then I've heard some to say sometimes the person can only do what they have to do to save themselves.
Mm. I think that sounds like a hack therapist. What do you think about that? I think that sounds like a hack that doesn't deserve a dime. All right. Thank you very much. I think your argument was very interesting. I think your side of the story was interesting. So, thanks for hanging out with us here today. I am very glad to have spent this time with you. I'm so glad we had this time together just to have a laugh or sing a song. Seems we just got started, and before you know it, comes the time we have to say so long. Good night, everybody. No, I'm just teasing. I love Carol Burnett. I grew up watching her, and she was just pure brilliance. She was just genius. Her and Tim Conway, Mrs. Higgins, and Vicki Lawrence, and they were all just so funny. My God. Anyway, so that's it for this time around. That's the story, Morning Glory. I don't know if I could come up with any more cliches to say goodbye to you guys with. It's just sometimes it's a little hard to say goodbye. I never can say goodbye. No, I'm not going to start. I'm not going to start. You know, something like this could go on for, you know, like ever. You know what I mean? So I won't torture you. I have an eyelash in my eye right now. I just wish that I knew more of you better and closer. I haven't been able to correspond with the emails as much as I've normally been able to, and you know, that's really been bothering me. But you know that I have you in my thoughts, and I hope that I'm in yours when you pray. And what else? You know. Yeah. Okay, so I guess I will close this up. I'm really having a hard time saying closing this up. I don't know what's wrong. I believe there is a problem. So, I don't know. Sometimes I just want to say things, but then, you know, I don't really feel like I can. I don't know what I'm saying right now. Well, all right. So, thanks for hanging out, and we will be back again at some point to chatter along some more with you guys. I hope whatever you're doing that you're having a good time. Hope you're having a wonderful summer, and if it's winter where you are, I hope you're having a wonderful winter. I think it's winter in Australia right now. I think. I could be wrong. But you may be crazy. But you just made me a lunatic. How does that song go? I don't even... Look, I've got to stop doing it. It's got to stop. You can't keep doing that. You can't keep doing it. Can't keep do what you do when you did what you did to me. You can't keep doing that. All right, I'm going. No, seriously, I'm going to go. Okay, so I'll be featuring two songs by Sarah Greenwood's band, GSX. The first song will be Bringing Me Down, and the second song that I'm going to be featuring here is I Got What I Came For. And there's a lot of fancy, exciting buzz going on around I Got What I Came For. The video is directed by the fabulous, wonderful, amazing Katrina Del Mar, and it made the top 10 logos click list. And the way it got there is because people voted for it. So if you like her music, and I have a feeling that you're going to really love her, you can go to Logo Online and you can vote for the video, I Got What I Came For. And I'll be including the exact link where you can go to, you know, actually vote for her band there. And she's up against some really major, you know, big deal bands, big deal people like Madonna, Maroon 5, Coldplay, Fall Out Boy, Alicia Keys, Panic at the Disco, B-52s, da-da-da, on and on. These are like, you know, big deal major people, and she's right up there with them. So that's pretty amazing. So if you like her, go and support her, okay? So I hope you enjoy the music, and I will talk to you guys again very soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
It's been 10 years, you'd think by now I'd be so unaffected. You make me sad the way you change your smile, lower your eyes when you think of me, bringing me down. Thank you.
got what I came for.